told you last week, just hang on for a minute, and we'll see what happens after Peter is lifted up and proclaimed to be the rock on which Christ will build his church. Just a few passages later, Christ is referring to Peter as Satan. Not the nicest thing one could call the person you are depending on to build your church upon. But to get back to Peter, first I want to speak a little bit about Jeremiah, this prophet of the Old Testament. He is speaking to a very human reality. Within him is this fire. He speaks of it in such a way that it wells up within him. And it's ultimately the desire to do what God is calling him to do. The difficult work of preaching what is and would be the gospel, to follow after God, to follow Christ. But this is before, of course, Christ even came on the scene, but still, it is part of our human nature. We call this energy, this burning desire, eros. Eros. If we look at four Greek terms that describe love, because we just have love in English, words mean something, don't they? English teacher right here. Words mean something, and unfortunately, in English, we just have love. I love pizza. I also love my mom. Hopefully not the same way. Eros is one of those types of love. It is the most powerful, but it's also the most dangerous. It can, and often does, because of the fall of humanity, lead us into everything but God. But we as Christians don't want to just discount it. We don't want to just kick it around and say, shame on you, Eros. We don't like you. We want you to go away. Rather, like Jeremiah, it wells up within us, and it has to go somewhere. If we conform our lives to Christ, that helps to direct our love to God. It helps us to be and to do what we are called to do, especially when it comes to the difficult work of following Jesus Christ. Jeremiah doesn't want to do it, but he can't stop. It's burning within him. Our psalm today, our hearts are thirsting for you, O God. It's the same sort of energy, that same sort of passion. It drives us to do something. We can say yes to it in a sort of way that leads us away from God. To fully say yes to it, that's why Jesus came to show us the way. It involves carrying our cross. It involves following after him. That is what helps to guide Eros to heaven instead of misdirecting that energy somewhere very earthly. Back to Peter. The fundamental reality is in the one little line. Get behind me. Let's not focus too much on what Jesus calls Peter that plays in, because Satan, in Satan's pride, desire to step in front of God. Jesus reminds Peter, got to get back there. You're out in front of me. You don't know where you're going. That energy, that desire that you feel can lead you in some place that you don't ultimately want to go. You have to follow me. If we recall last week, the three aspects of Peter's leadership that enabled him to lead the church as best he could was the fact that he recognized Christ, he followed after him, and he admitted his faults when they happened. In many ways, we see that at play right here in what Jesus is telling Peter to do. Follow after me. Pick up your cross. Follow after me. That we something too. Deny yourself. Of course, we always want to forget that, don't we? That's what he says. Deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow after me. Three guides to following Christ that match up fairly well with the three things I spoke of last week. To recognize Christ, we have to stop paying so much attention to ourselves. Deny yourself. Recognize Christ. Pick up your cross. Just like he asked Peter at the gates of Rome to return to Rome and be crucified. We must pick up our cross. We don't want to. It's difficult. Many of us have different crosses to bear. There are many reasons why we may despise God at times. There's areas in our lives that are difficult, hurtful. Why, God? Why this? Why this cross to bear? That's where the third comes in. Follow after me. Recognizing that we're not called to carry our crosses alone, but to walk with Christ in carrying his, and he helping us carry ours. We recognize that we don't do this perfectly. It's just like Jeremiah, who is recognizing his hesitancy in speaking the word of God. There's a reason he's trying his best to hold it in. He knows he won't do it perfectly. He knows he will probably fail at times. And like Peter, we need to recognize when we don't do it perfectly. It's only part of the journey. Jesus is helping Peter to see that his idea of what the Messiah is supposed to do is a very human idea. Peter has plans. He's just been promoted. We're going to make something of this, and Peter probably knows how. He starts to get ahead of Jesus. Let us deny ourselves, pick up our cross, however heavy it may be, and follow after him today, recognizing that in his footsteps is helping guide us to the fulfillment of that fire that burns deep inside us, that desire to truly be